弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
在第二次世界大战的时候，有一天丘吉尔要到电台去发表一篇演说。
During the World War II, one time Churchill was going to broadcast an announcement on the radio station.
不晓得是为了安全的原因，还是为了从简，他自己出去叫一辆计程车。
Whether it's for economic reasons or for safety reasons, he went on a taxi.
他跟那个计程车司机说，请你带我到广播电台去。
Yes, the taxi driver to take him to the radio station.
计程车司机说，对不起，我不能带你去，因为我要赶回家去听丘吉尔先生的演讲。
But the taxi driver says, sorry, I cannot give you a ride because I have to rush home to listen to Mr. Churchill's speech.
那丘吉尔一听心里很舒服啊，他说好，那然后他会赏他1英镑小费。
And then so Mr. Churchill was very happy, so he gave him £1 as a tip.
没想到计程车司机一看他拿出一英镑，心里面好高兴。
And then, but then the taxi driver is so happy to see this £1.
他说上车上车，去他就什么丘吉尔。
He says, okay, get into the car, forget about Churchill.
谢谢你笑这么大声。弟兄姊妹，我为什么要讲这个笑话呢
？So what's the purpose of this joke？
今天早晨我们长子在祷告的时候
，This morning when the elders and deacons were praying，
我心里面有一个很重的负担，所以我向主有了三个祷告。
I had this great burden in my heart, so I had these three prayers.
我求主唤醒他的教会，让我们脱离沉睡的情形。
I pray that the Lord will awaken His church so that we will depart from the sleeping spirit.
我求主点燃他的教会，让我们脱离一切冷淡的光景。
I pray the Lord will kindle the fire in His church so that we will depart from this condition of lukewarm.
那我也求主复兴他的教会，让我们脱离一切软弱的情形。
And I pray the Lord will revive His church so that we will depart from our weaknesses.
弟兄姊妹，也许是因为暑假的缘故，很多人都不在哈，都到各地去回家或者出差。
Maybe it's because of summer, a lot of people are out of town.
但是很多的时候，有的时候我们的懒散，或者我们里面的舒适休息，我们也会把聚会当做一件很普通的事情。
A lot of times, maybe because of our laziness or complacency, we take meetings as our routine.
我们把亲近神这件事情也当作很普通。
And then we take drawing near to the Lord very casually.
你会发现说，我们做很多的事情好像都很有劲。但是来到神家就常常觉得很累，你们会不会
？Do you find yourself being very motivated for a lot of things instead of coming to God's house？
一打开圣经，读几分钟就打瞌睡了啊。
And then when we open up the Bible, it puts us to sleep right away.
可是就算你觉得很累，你关起圣经来去看电视，你的精神都来了。
But then at the moment that you feel very sleepy, if you close your Bible and go watch TV, then your energy comes back.
你带着孩子们一起读经或是怎么样，你发现他们会很累。可是一上了 IM， 他们眼睛都大起来了。
And the same with our children, they might be tired while reading the Bible, but when they get on the IM, they're immediately energized.
今天早上如果我们说我们出去郊游，大家都很有精神，一说聚会就累了。
Say if this morning we're gonna go on for a picnic, we might be very energetic, but to come to a meeting, then we feel tired.
那很多世界上的事情我们做的时候，我们都很有 confidence。觉得我可以把它做得很好。
There are many things in the world that we feel confident we can do them well.
可是来到神家的时候，我们会说，我不会唱诗，我不会祷告，我不会，我不会。
But then when we come to God's house, we say, oh, I don't know how to sing, I don't know how to pray, I don't know anything.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们不可以让仇敌把那些属灵上好的福分随便夺去。
Don't let the enemy take away, snatch away the best spiritual blessings from us.
例如说，我们来到神家，我们就是要知道主就在我们的中间。
When we come to God's house, we have to know the Lord is here with us.
啊，我们真的是要求主让我们所有疲倦的灵从我们身上出去。
May the Lord help us to depart from all the spirit of weariness.
让我们心里面对主有一股热爱，而不是那种平淡松散随便的心情。
So that we will have this passion for the Lord instead of being a lazy.
弟兄姊妹，我不是说我们都是这样，我们要防备这样子的情形。
I'm not saying that all of us are like this, but we have to be watchful.
因为仇敌非常容易就是让我们在聚会的里面不能够看见神的同在，享受神的同在。
What enemy wants to do is to stop us from feeling and seeing the Lord's presence in meeting.
很多上好的福分就这样子掉了。
So many of very good spiritual blessings are stolen like this.
弟兄姊妹，属肉体的人，或是这个世界的原则。都是一个交易的原则。
The principle of this world is the principle of transaction.
你要得什么好处，你就得付什么代价。
If you want to gain some benefit, you have to pay the price.
所以这个世界里面都是在这里交易。
And this is the principle of the world.
那我们这个人呢，不知不觉也常常活在一种交易原则的底下。
So before long, we are in this mode and this frame of mind too.
所以如果对我自己的肉体不能产生享受，我就不肯花这个代价。
So if something cannot gratify my flesh, cannot satisfy my flesh, then I will not pay the price.
我们需要主帮助我们来拣选上好的福分。
But may the Lord help us to pick what's the best.
尤其我们下个礼拜有一个退休会，我们一年一度的。
Next week we will have our annual retreat.
那我知道很多弟兄姊妹报名，但是报名的不完整啊 ，part time 或是不住那里。
I know a lot of us are registered, but we cannot attend full time.
我在这里很诚恳地请求弟兄姊妹，如果可能，你一定要上山来。
But I sincerely ask, if possible, please come to the retreat.
那说不定是我们最后一次在外面办退休会。
This might be our last retreat that we will live outside.
每一次退休会，我们都跟弟兄姊妹讲，在耶和华的山上必有预备。
Every time when there's a retreat, we always tell brothers and sisters, there's a preparation in the Lord's mountain.
神为我们在座的每一个人。在这次的聚会里面都预备了一份特别的祝福。
Because the Lord has prepared for every single one of us a special blessing.
每一个人都有。
Every one of us.
然后整个教会也有一份特别的祝福。
And there's a special blessing for the church too.
完全在乎器皿有多少，我们就承受多少的祝福。
So it's all up to how much we can receive.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹，不要因为不方便，因为睡不好、吃不好、不习惯而不去。
So please do not reject it because it's hard to get used to living outside and the living conditions.
那个计程车司机为了一英镑就去他的丘吉尔。
And the taxi driver will say, "Forget about Churchill just for £1."
很多时候我们像以扫一样，为了一碗红汤，眼前的舒服和快乐，我们放弃了长子的名分和祝福。
Sometimes we might be just like Esau, who gave up his birthright for a bowl of soup.
例如说，也许礼拜六晚上，或者礼拜五晚上的那一场聚会，圣灵正好那天要充满你，要得着你，成为你一生的转捩点。
Say if the Lord wants to fill you with the Holy Spirit and turn your life around on Friday night or Saturday night.
但是你却因为要下山，你提早下山。你忽略了会后到主面前去祷告的机会。
But then, because you wanted to leave the camp early, that you skipped the chance of going forward to pray to the Lord.
那个祝福的损失何等的大
！How great is that loss?
所以我请求弟兄姊妹，我不多说了。我希望我们每一个人都到主面前去祷告。
So I hope every one of us will pray to the Lord.
我们要晓得仇敌并不甘心我们爱神。
Because the enemy doesn't want us to love God.
所以我刚才讲的那种沉睡的情形。
So that the condition, the sleeping condition that
we're talking about. 那种冷淡或是软弱的情形都不是随便来的。
Or being cold or weak, they don't come naturally.
所以主耶稣在克西马利园特别提醒我们，你们要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
That's why the Lord reminded us in the Garden of Gethsemane, be watchful and pray so that you will not fall.
弟兄姊妹，属灵的产业是要我们花功夫，我们要渴慕。要用力来得着。
We have to try hard and diligently to attain a spiritual inheritance.
祝福主都预备好了，白白都预备好了。
The Lord has set aside this spiritual blessing for us. They're ready already.
但是来承受的路上和过程里面，因为有仇敌的搅扰，所以有代价。
Because there's a hindrance from the enemy, therefore we have to pay the price.
今天早晨我继续要交通遍地，要被我的荣耀所充满这个信息。
This morning I will continue this message. The whole earth will be filled with my glory.
这句话是当我们为着新会所祷告的时候，主特别摆在我里面的一个应许。
This is the promise the Lord gave me when we pray for the new church facility.
甚至心里面我都希望有一天我们会所盖好的时候。我们要在一进门大门的地方，或者我们聚会正厅上，有一天要写上这句话。
I have this dream that maybe after we got this building, this verse will be on the entrance of our building.
遍地要被我的荣耀充满。
The whole earth will be filled with my glory.
弟兄姊妹，这个地上是没有荣耀的地方。
Because this world has no glory.
全地败坏、黑暗、堕落。
This whole earth is filled with corruption.
你看看我们自己里面生命的情形，我们就知道，我们根本不敢把自己掏出来给别人看。
Just look at our inner condition. do we dare to expose our inner self to others?
我们的思想, 我们的欲望, 甚至我们表现出来的言行, 弟兄姊妹, 我们不敢给别人看。
Nothing is presentable, our minds or our behavior, our words.
那如果连我们这些基督徒, 我们都不敢给别人看, 更不要说这个世界了。
So if we Christians are not presentable to the world, what about the rest of the world?
但是弟兄姊妹, 神说, 我指着我的永生启示, 遍地要被我的荣耀充满。
But yet the Lord declared that as surely as I live, the whole earth will be filled with my glory. Because he knows what he's doing. He will save us from our sins. He will give us his glorious life. So that it's no longer I, but Christ that lives in us. So that we don't no longer live for this world and this life, but we will live for the glorious eternity.
我们也不再只为自己活,
and we no longer live for ourselves.
弟兄姊妹, 神要叫我们成为光, 成为盐, 在这地上把神的祝福带出来。
Because God wants us to be the salt and light of this world, that we will bring forth His blessing.
所以今天我们讲到第四个题目, 讲到第四次, 遍地要被我的荣耀充满, 讲到神要得到一般人, 他是要活着为耶稣的人。
So today I'll share with you when the Lord says the whole world will be filled with my glory, He wants to obtain a group of witnesses.
特别从到主借着保罗告诉我们的长存的有信有望有爱。
Paul says today what remains is faith, hope, and love.
我们怎么样子在信心的里面，在爱的里面，在盼望的里面，我们来活着为耶稣。
So how do we live for Jesus in faith, hope, and love?
第一个讲到活着为耶稣，表现在我们对主和主的旨意，我们的信而顺服。
When we live for Jesus, we have to trust and obey His will.
弟兄姊妹，在这边我们讲到神有一个荣耀的旨意。
God has a glorious will.
我们所信的神是一个怎样的神？
And this is the God we believe.
这两件事情我们都需要一生让主来开启我们，让我们来知道他。
We need the Lord to reveal and then to show us so that we get to know what kind of God He is.
当我们要过一个有信心的生活的时候，
If we want to live a life of faith,
我们必须要知道我们所信的对象是什么。
We have to know whom we believe.
我们所信的根据是什么。
And then what's the basis of our belief?
弟兄姊妹， 神儿女们的信心不是建立在眼见 的环境和自己的感觉上。
The faith of God's children is not based on sight or the environment.
我们的信心是建立在神是一个怎样的神和他给我们的应许上面。
Our faith has to be based on who He is and the promises He has given us.
所以圣经上说到，我们不仅仅是因信被称义。
So that not only we're justified by faith,
我们也要因信过生活， live by faith.
We also live our life by faith.
弟兄姊妹啊， 今天你我的生活里面如果没有信心的话， 那这样子的生活是不能讨神喜悦的生活。
Without faith, our life cannot please God.
因为圣经上明说， 人非有信， 不能够得神的喜悦。
The Bible explicitly tells us without faith, no one can please God.
所以弟兄姊妹， 那个真信心在我们身上的话， 你会发现我们的生活一定不一样。
So if we have this true faith, our life will be different.
第一件事情你就知道你是活在一个 又真又活的神面前，你在他面前过生活。
First, we will know that we live before this true and living God.
那不仅仅讲到我们不敢随便犯罪，我们的生活会检点。
So that not only we will not casually sin and we will have discipline.
如果不小心我们真被过犯所胜，我们失败了，我们跌倒了。
Even if we fall, stumble, and overcome by sin.
我们也知道我们所信的神是一位救赎主，他为我们流血，他为我们舍命。
Then we also know that our God is a redeemer. He shed His blood and He gave His life for us.
我们真知道他宝血的功效，我们里面就不再有良心的控告。
And we know that His blood works so that we will not be condemned.
同样的， 如果你对你自己的软弱， 根本无可奈何， 你觉得你一直重复的失败。
And also if we feel hopeless about our weaknesses and repeated sin.
那也常常是因为我们对于我们所信的神， 跟他所预备的救恩， 我们不够认识。
It's also because we lack full knowledge of our God and His salvation.
所以我们还是常常重复的在那里失败凭着自己。
So we repeated it fall because out of our own strength we try to do good.
弟兄姊妹， 今天如果在你我身上有软弱，
So if there's weakness in our life,
今天你我在我的生活里面失去的平安和喜乐和满足的话，
And if we lose the joy and peace,
常常根基的原因都是在我们信心上就已经出了问题。
A lot of times the fundamental problem is our faith.
所以我们要活着为耶稣，我们必须知道这件第一件事情，我们需要一个活泼的信心。
So if we want to live for Jesus, first we have to have a living faith.
我们需要真知道自己所信的是谁。
We truly have to know whom we believe.
所以保罗为我们祷告，他说：“求神向那赐人智慧和启示的灵赐给我们，叫我们真知道他。”
Therefore, Paul prayed for us that we will know His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
我在这里引用了三节圣经。
I have three verses listed here.
我今天早上进来拿到那个程序单的时候，我就发现那个答案在英文里面都有了。
When I got the program sheet, I saw the answers all given in the English version.
啊，所以其实这个不能考你们了。
So I cannot quiz you.
啊，第一个讲到大卫，神说大卫是一个合我心意的人，为什么呢？因为他凡事要遵行神的旨意。
God says, I have found David, and he's a man after my own heart. Why? Because he will do everything I want him to do.
所以在这里我们看见，你要过有信心的生活，第一件事情，你必须要有一个非常强的 desire。你要知道神要的是什么，而且你愿意来顺服他。
So in order to live a life of faith, first we have to have strong desire to do His will, and then we have to know what His will is.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得我们里面有没有一个这么强的求知的欲望哈，愿意更多来认识我们所信的是谁。
I don't know if we have such strong desire to know exactly whom we believe.
有一首诗歌讲到，我们每一天可以对神有新的认识，对天有新的发现。
There's a hymn that says every day we can have this new knowledge of God, and we have.This new discovery of heaven.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得我们里面有没有一个这么强的渴慕啊。
I don't know if we have such a strong longing.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，那个要竭力追求认识他的那个心愿，在我们里面强不强
？Do we have this strong desire to know him?
我想我们在座都是这个人间佼佼者，不然今天不会坐在这里啊。
I'm sure every one of us here is outstanding in our peers.
从小到大读书都是很棒的人。
We probably did very well at school.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们对这位神有没有一个认识渴慕的欲望在我们里面
？But do we have this thirst and longing for to know this God?
保罗告诉我们，若有人自己以为知道什么，按着他所当知道的，他还是不知道。
Paul says, if anyone thinks that he knows, according to what he already knows, he does not know anything.
如果今天坐在这里的弟兄姊妹，有任何人你觉得你对真理、对神的真理救恩已经懂得太多了。
If any one of us thinks that we already know too much about God and His truth.
如果是骄傲讲这句话，我会为你难过。
I feel sorry for you if you say this out of your pride.
如果你是不满足讲这句话，你觉得你懂太多了，但是活不出来，我要为你高兴。
But then I would be happy for you if you think you already know too much, but you live it out too little. Then I'll be happy.
保罗为我们的祷告是要叫我们真知道他，不是只是头脑里面。
Because Paul prayed for us that we'll have this true knowledge, not just in our minds.
很多时候，当我们听一篇信息的时候，我们就不想听，觉得听过了。
A lot of times when we hear a sermon, we immediately says, "Oh, I've heard this already."
好，所以在这里，我们要在主的面前谦卑，我们不认识他。
Let us be humble and to confess that we do not really know him.
有一次有一个小女孩在那里画图啊。
One time, a little girl was drawing a picture.
她主日学老师问她说：“你在画什么？”
So her Sunday school teacher asked her, "So what are you drawing?"
她说：“我在画神呢。”
I'm drawing God.
她主日学老师说：“从来没有人见过神，你怎么会画他？”
But the teacher says, "No one has ever seen God. How can you draw him?"
你猜这小女孩怎么回答
？Guess what she said?
哦，别担心，等我画完你就知道了。
She says, "Don't worry. After I draw, then you will have seen him."
这叫做不认识神，对不对
？Because she doesn't really know God.
啊，有一次有一个弟兄来我们这里讲到，他在他家请客的时候，有一个 Stanford 的数学教授在他家做客。
A speaker one time came to us, and then in his sermon, he says he invited a professor from Stanford University to his house for dinner.
不仅仅是 Stanford 的教授，而且是数学教授。
And then this professor taught mathematics.
没有想到他跟他这个主人家的小孩子在那里讲，那小孩子在那边很神气，数一二三四五六七八九啊，他会数数目了。
And then this guest, professor,
是小朋友数。
Okay. And then was chatting with this little kid at his house, and this little kid proudly presented counting his counting skills 1 2 3 4。
结果那个 Stanford 教授就问这个小朋友，他说：“你知不知道有一些 number 是不能数的？”
And then so the professor asked this little kid, do you know that there are some numbers that you cannot count?
就是一些是 uncountable 的 number.
There are some numbers that are not countable because they're too huge.
小孩子马上就说不可能，他说我通通都可以数得出来，又再数了一到九数给他听。
But then this kid says, no, that's impossible. I can count them all. So he counted from 1 through 9.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常在神的面前就是这样子。
And we're just like this in front of God.
我们觉得我们什么真理都懂。
We think we know it all.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们实在不懂。
But we don't really know.
我们需要真知道我们所信的是谁。
We really have to know whom we believe.
弟兄姊妹，每一次对神的真认识，都给我们的人生带来真的改变。
True knowledge of God will bring true change and transformation.
每一次对真理的真认识，真理决定给我们带来真自由。
Every time.True knowledge of the truth will set us free.
每一次的真认识一定给我们带来大的祝福。
True knowledge will bring us great blessings.
读圣经真读进去了，真理不可能不改变我们的生命，不影响我们的生活。
If we really put our heart to reading the Bible, this truth would change our life and transform us.
第一个讲到要渴慕知道，大卫就是定义了，要在凡事上来遵行神的旨意。
Like King David, he set his mind.To obey God in everything.
所以他愿意在每一件事情上来寻求主面，来知道神的心意是什么。
So he wants to inquire of the Lord in everything he does.
然后全心的顺服。
And then obey him wholeheartedly.
第二个经文讲到说，保罗的祷告说，愿你们在一切智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
The second verse I listed here is Paul's prayer to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
好叫你们行事为人能够对得起主。
So that you may live a life worthy of the Lord.
凡事蒙他喜悦。
And may please Him in every way.
弟兄姊妹，我们要能够做一个凡事讨神喜悦的生活，你就必须先在每一件事情上知道神的旨意是什么。
If we want to please Him in every way, we have to know His will in everything.
保罗在这里教我们向神祷告。
And Paul teaches us to pray to God.
求神把智慧，把悟性。把启示赐给我们，让我们能够满心知道，不是一点点知道而已。
We will pray to the Lord that He will give us wisdom and understanding, so that we will be full, will be filled with the knowledge, not just knowing a little.
那么正确的知道。
And we'll know it very accurately.
不要说错误的知道了。
Not erroneously.
所以，当我们对神的真理、对神的应许有正确的认识的时候，他一定给我们带来真的祝福。
If we have this true knowledge of God and His promise.This will bring us blessings. A lot of times we misunderstand, we have this wrong knowledge of the truth. I mentioned to you one time a farmer came to a city. He's never seen an elevator. So when he saw this elevator, he did not know what that is. And then he saw this door open.
然后他前面一个老太太进去了。
And this old lady went into the elevator.
他也不敢进去，然后看着铁门关起来了。
He didn't go in, and then he saw the door closed.
然后过了一分钟，铁门又开开来了。
And then after a minute, the door opened again.
然后出来一个很漂亮的小姐。
And a young pretty lady came out.
哇，他简直不敢相信，这个城市有这样子的发明。
He could not believe his eyes. The city has such great invention.
他就冲回家，要把他太太带来。
So he went home trying to get his wife there.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做 wrong expectation.
So this is wrong expectation.
那我们很多时候读圣经的话，我们随便指一节啊，这就是主的话。
And sometimes we read the Bible and we just point to one verse and say, "This is God's words for me."
这不叫满心知道神。
This is not to be filled with the knowledge of His will.
常常是错误的一种误解。
This is our misunderstanding, wrong concept.
所以我们里面就常常对主就产生很多的失望。
Then we'll be disappointed with God.
第三个在这里说到，不要效法这个世界。
Thirdly, Paul says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world.
他说只要心意更新而变化。
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
教你们查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Then we'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
弟兄姊妹，我们对神的旨意要不断地被圣灵来更新。
Our knowledge of God's will has to be renewed by the Holy Spirit constantly. Because our understanding might be wrong. Maybe our understanding is superficial and shallow. Maybe your understanding is right but not mature enough.
就像我儿子小的时候，他们看那个《Left Behind》这部电影。
when my sons were younger, they watched this movie, Left Behind.
他看了以后, 他就完全相信有一天主要来, 然后有 tribulation, 有大灾难要来。
And after they watched this movie, they fully believed that the Lord will come back and one day there will be tribulation.
所以他的枕头底下, 床底下, 他预备了武器。
So they prepare weapons under their pillows and under their bed.
然后他自己成立了一个基金, 叫做 Tribulation Fund.
And then they,
大灾难基金,
they started this tribulation fund.
那他把他钱都存起来。
And he saved his money.
因为他怕有一天他爸爸妈妈不见了, 他怎么活?
Because they were afraid that what if one day their parents got raptured, they have to survive there.
我不晓得他为什么对我们两个这么有信心, 一定被提, 对他没信心。
I don't know where they got this faith that their parents will be raptured, but there will not be.
后来我就告诉他, 圣经, 神的应许, 启示录的应验是怎么回事。
Then I explained to them God's promises and then the fulfillment of prophecies in the Revelation.
神没有叫我们基督徒天天在那里等大灾难的来临。
God did not want us to wait anxiously for the tribulation.
神是要我们带着警醒, 带着喜乐的心, 等候主的再临,
but God wants us to be watchful, but with a joyful heart, wait for the coming of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
so our knowledge of the truth needs to be renewed. And our knowledge of God has to be renewed.
要亲自来尝一尝主。
We have to taste God ourselves. That we have this first-hand experience of God.
弟兄姊妹,
and our first-hand experience and knowledge of God shall replace the knowledge in our mind. And our God delights in revealing himself to us.
弟兄姊妹, 请你们醒过来, 一定要相信啊, 今天你所信的神, 是一个巴不得向你自我介绍的神。
Be awakened, brothers and sisters, that our God delights and is desperate to reveal himself to us.
他要借着我们每一天打开圣经的时候, 祷告的时候, 或是我们每一天生活大大小小的事情来向我们显明他是怎样的神。
He wants to show us what kind of God he is through our daily prayer, daily reading of the Bible.
所以活着为耶稣, 我们需要先知道, 先认识我们所信的,
in order to live for Jesus first, we have to know who our God is and His will. Then what we have to do is to believe Him with a pure heart and obey Him full-heartedly.
神这么说,我就愿意这么信。
Whatever God says, I will believe.
保罗劝我们不要再做糊涂人, 要明白主的旨意如何。
Paul asks us, do not be foolish, but know what the God's will is.
弟兄姊妹, 我们要进到新的场地之前, 我真巴不得我们中间有更多真正认识神的人。
Before we move to a new church facility, how I wish that we will have more people who really know God.
因为唯有认识耶和华的子民, 可以刚强行事。
Only those who really know God can walk strongly.
我们已经可以foresee, 其实已经有了, 有这么多的难处, 仇敌在我们的前面。
We already can see and foresee there will be many difficulties in front of us.
神需要得到一些对神真正有信心、有认识的人起来。
But God wants to raise up a group of people who really know God and have faith in Him.
我们为着神的旨意, 我们起来向神祷告。 我们为着神的旨意起来执掌权柄。
For God's will, we will rise up and pray, and for God's will, we will rise up and reign.
不仅仅让我们对神有更深的认识。
Not only that, we will have deeper knowledge of God.
也让神的旨意在我们身上能够不失败，不断地往前去。
And also His will not fail, but will continue on.
活着为耶稣第二方面是表现在对主和主的旨意，我们里面的那个热爱和奉献。
And to live in for Jesus, it will be shown in our consecration and passion toward the Lord and His will.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在讲活着为耶稣的时候，
when we talk about living for Jesus,
如果不是从爱里面出来，
if it's not out of love,
我们做起来就很勉强，
it will be hard for us to do.
不管我们奉献也好， 我们来聚会， 我们来侍奉， 我们总觉得是一个压力， 是一个要求。
If it's not out of love, all our consecration and services would be considered a pressure and a demand.
我们总觉得好像是一个责任。
out of responsibility.
弟兄姊妹，这不是说不好，有责任感比没有责任感好太多了啊。
Actually, to have the sense of responsibility is much better than without.
但是因为我常常有时候到很多不同的教会，甚至到中国大陆去培训。
But a lot of times I would go visit other churches or churches in China.
那在众教会里面有一个非常普遍的现象。
And this is this common scenario in many churches.
啊，就是很多的弟兄姊妹基本上。不加入服事的，只是来聚会。
The majority of the brothers and sisters will not serve, but just attend the meeting.
那大概真的就是10%-20%的弟兄姊妹，他们扛了教会所有的责任。
And only about 10%-20% of brothers and sisters will carry the responsibility for the entire church.
一个人身兼数职。
And one will cover many areas.
而教会几乎80%-90%的奉献是从这10%-20%的人奉献出来的。
And about 80%-90% of the church offering comes from these 10%.
所以我们常常碰到的一个现象就是这一班少数好像特别扛责任这个奉献的人他们到最后都累了。
A scenario that we have seen very commonly is that these minority group of people who carry most responsibilities will become tired.
那我们怎么样子能够真正的 mobilize, 能够动员其他那些观看的弟兄姊妹呢？
So how do we mobilize the rest of the brothers and sisters who simply observe?
我们怎么样让那些已经在神家摆上的人，他们不至于觉得疲倦灰心呢？
So that those who serve diligently will not be burned out and get weary.
弟兄姊妹，一个非常关键的一件事情，就是在于是这一切的里面到底有没有爱。
So the key point is there love?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真爱神，我们就不可能观望的。
If we really love God, how can we stand by and observe only?
那我们真被神的爱所充满的时候，我们也比较容易脱离里面的疲倦、灰心，甚至埋怨。
And if we're truly filled by with God's love, then we will depart from this condition of being very disappointed.
因为我们是在爱的里面坐在主的身上。
Because everything we've done in love on the Lord.
在这里讲到摩西，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害。
Moses, he rather to be mistreated with God's people.
他说他也不愿意暂时享受最终之乐。
Rather, and he would not enjoy the pleasure of sin for a short time.
他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵。
He regarded this grace for the sake of Christ.As of greater value than the treasure of Egypt.
看见了没有？这里有一个秘诀在哪里
？Do you see? Here is the secret.
叫做为基督。
It's for Christ.
啊，这是在爱的里面出来的。
It's out of love.
他为了基督的缘故，他宁可放下最终之乐。
For the sake of Christ, he was willing to give up the pleasure of sin.
弟兄姊妹，虽然罪会带给人非常可怕的结果啊。
Even though sin often bring us awful consequences.
啊，罪带给人很深的痛苦和摧残。
Deep pain and destruction.
可是当人在罪中的时候，却常常会觉得罪里面有快乐。
But when we live in sin, we still feel the pleasure of sin.
因为罪在犯罪的里面，他还是觉得很舒服的。
Because in while we live in sin, we feel comfortable.
那什么力量能够让人胜过罪呢
？So what power can help us to overcome sin?
为了爱神的缘故。
For the love.Of God.
什么东西能够让埃及的财物不抓住我们呢
？How is it possible that the treasures of Egypt will not lay hold of our hearts？
或者像神的百姓能够把从埃及得到的财物，在出埃及记36章，他们那样子甘心的把它奉献出来呢
？How can we offer to God the treasures that we obtain from the world like？Described in Exodus chapter 36.
都因为他们认识而且爱他们所信的那一位。
It's because they knew and they loved the Lord. They believed.
弟兄姊妹啊，当我们愿意在爱的里面把自己交给神的时候
，When we are willing to give ourselves in love to God.
这么伟大的一个神
，This great God.
我们这么渺小
，And we're so tiny.
但是他却能够因为我们这么渺小的一个人所做的奉献，叫他的心得到欢喜。
But then he can be satisfied andPleased by the consecration of our of this little man.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹有没有想过，这是一件宇宙中多么大的事情。
Have you ever thought about this is such a great thing in the universe?
你奉献5块钱给布希总统看看，你看他会不会写谢谢信给你
？Try offer $5 to President Bush. See if you will get a thank you note from him.
弟兄姊妹啊，他们根本不在乎这些东西的。
They don't really care about this.
但是这位天上的神，这么伟大的神。
But this.God who's in heaven and so great.
我们把两个小钱奉献在神的面前，你看神的心多欢喜。
And we offer two coins before him, and he's so pleased.
你看那个小孩把五饼二鱼拿过来给主的时候，成就了多么大的事情。
When this little child offered 5 loaves and 2 fish, and then he has accomplished such a great thing in the Bible.
当玛利亚把香膏浇在主的身上的时候，你知道这件事情多么安慰主。
And when Mary poured the perfume on Jesus, how she comforted him.
当玛利亚愿意放下一切的事情，花了几分钟坐在主耶稣的脚前。
When Mary,
你看看主的心得到了多大的安慰。
When Mary was willing to put everything else aside but sit before Jesus for a few minutes, and Jesus was so comforted.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
请问你上一次
May I ask, when is the last time
你不为着任何事情去向神祈求
that you came to God not for any request?
完全只是在爱的里面，因为想念主，想去亲近他，跟他交通，是什么时候？
So when was the last time that you came before the Lord not for any request, but just because you missed him and you want to spend some quiet time with him?
世界的诱惑，
this temptation of the world,
我们责任的这个繁重，
and our, the heavy responsibilities
we carry, 我们里外的软弱，
and all the weaknesses in the, within and without,
我们身上的所挂的责任，常常都让我们不知不觉把起初的爱心给离弃了，
and all these things cause us to depart from the first love we have.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们的神永远渴慕我们来亲近他，
but our God always longs that we spend time with him.
他渴慕我们尽心尽性尽意尽力的来爱他，
he longs that we will love him with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind and all our strength.
这是一切律法和先知的总结，
and this summarizes all the prophets and the laws.
最近我们买会所，我们是在办公室里面常常收到从各地的来信，我们非常非常感动。
Recently, we have received so many letters from outside for the new church facility, and they all touch our hearts greatly.
尤其在一些很贫穷的地方的弟兄姊妹，他们非常辛苦，一个月可能只有不到$100的收入。
And some from very poor area, they're monthly salary is probably less than $100.
我礼拜五在聚会的时候才听到一个姊妹讲，她家乡的地方那个聚会点不过7个人。
Last Friday I heard a sister says that their home church group has only about 7 people.
还有2位是下岗的。
And then 2 of them already retired.
他们收入都不过就是这么一点点钱。
And then their income is very limited.
可是他们却奉献了一大笔钱给我们的教会。
But yet they offer a great sum of money to our church.
他们把长期所累积起来的，他们一次都奉献了给我们教会。
They offer to our church their long time savings.
而且他们每个礼拜一全天禁食。
And then every Monday they will fast all day.
就是为了我们买会所的事情祷告。
And then to pray for our church, new church facility.
你都不知道我听到这些里面，我里面都多感动。
You don't know how touched and moved my heart was when I heard.
有的地方写信来，他们弟兄姊妹，他们年长的弟兄退休金就这么一点点，他们都奉献进来。
And some brothers and sisters told us that their elderly brothers will offer their retirement.Money, pension to us.
小孩子把他们的铺满里面所存的钱全部奉献给我们。
Or little children will offer to us all their savings.
有的姊妹存了那么久的钱，为了买自己的家，但是他们全部拿出来奉献给教会。
And the sister, she offered to us the money that she has saved to buy a new house.
有姊妹，我们里面真的是带着敬畏、带着感恩、带着不配，在这里接受他们的奉献。
So when we receive these funds and these offerings, we feel so awed and unworthy.
因为我们知道他们都是为了神做的。
But we know that they did it all for the Lord.
在大概100多年以前。
About more than 100 years ago,
在 Philadelphia 有一个小小的教会，非常拥挤的一个小教会。
There was this small church in Philadelphia that was very crowded.
那天牧师要进去的时候
，That day when the pastor was coming into the church,
教会门口坐了一个小女孩，一个非常穷的一个小女孩，她在那坐在那边哭。
And then he found this little girl crying in front of the church. She was a poor girl.
那这个牧师知道怎么回事，因为教会又满了，不让她进去。
The pastor knew what happened because church was full, so they did not let her in.
所以这个牧师不忍心，就牵着她的小手带她进去了。
But so this pastor just took her hand and then took her in.
把她带到一个挤挤很拥挤的一个小教室里面。
and then took her into this very crowded small
classroom.
This little girl was so joyful because she could attend Sunday school.
也因为那一次的认识以后, 这个小女孩有机会跟这个牧师多有几次的讲话。
Ever since that time, this little girl had more chance to talk to the pastor.
那过了两年, 这个小女孩, 我想她因为家境太穷了, 健康不好, 她去世了。
And after 2 years, this girl passed away probably because of poverty. So this pastor went to her house and take care of her funeral.
就在一堆看起来地上垃圾的一个角落里面, 他捡到一个非常破旧的一个小钱包。
And then in this corner of a junk pile, he found a little purse.
他打开来发现里面有57 cents, 5毛7在里面。
And then when he opened it up, he found 57 cents. And there was this little note. And this is the prayer of this little girl to God. And she says, I pray to God that God will help this church to build bigger classrooms to accommodate all the children who long to come to Sunday school.
那这牧师看得非常的感动, 就带着这个小钱包, 带着这个小字条, 在下一个主日教会讲道的时候, 他跟弟兄姊妹讲,
this pastor was greatly moved and he took this little purse and then this note back to his church. And the following Sunday, he read this note to his congregation. Many people were moved.
那天底下正好有一个developer，一个做房地产的人。
That day, there was this developer in the middle of the congregation.
他就把Philadelphia市里面有一段非常地段很好的一块地， 他就捐出来只卖57 cents。
So he offered a very good piece of land in the city of Philadelphia to church, and then he offered to sell to the church for 57 cents. In other words, this little girl with all her savings in 2 years, she bought this piece of land. And this news later on was reported on the newspaper. And offerings came from all over the place. They received $250,000, which was a lot in 100 years ago.
我是没有去机会去看过, 但是我在这个 故事里面看,
I never visited there, but then the story says if you go to Philadelphia today,
里面有个叫 Temple Baptist Church.
There was this Temple Baptist Church.
里面盖了一个聚会厅，可以坐 3,300个人的聚会厅。
And the sanctuary can host 3,300 people.
旁边还有一个 Temple University.
And there was a temple university right next to it.
Good Samaritan Hospital.
They even built a Good Samaritan Hospital. And then they also built a big building for Sunday school. This little poor girl. And her longing for God and her prayer to God.
做出来这么大的事情。
She saved up 57 cents, which accomplished so much.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要再给自己任何的理由，让我们不能够来爱神。
Don't give us any more excuses that we cannot love God.
任何小事情，我们都可以向主表明我们爱他。
We can show Him our love in any little thing.
钱财的奉献也好，我们对弟兄姊妹的关怀也好。
Whether our money offering or our care for brothers and sisters,
我们加入神家的侍奉也好,
or we joined services at church,
我们出去把福音传给一个正在漂泊、正在痛苦的福音朋友也好,
or we preach the gospel to someone who's in pain.
弟兄姊妹啊，任何事情从心里面做，带着爱来做。
Anything we do, do it from our heart, out of love.
活着为耶稣。
To live for Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，让我们把耶稣的爱能够流露出来。
So that Jesus' love can outflow from us.
那我们成为一个机会，让人可以看见耶稣。
So we become someone's opportunity to see Jesus.
人不要只要从我们身上听见耶稣而已。
They don't just want to hear about Jesus from us.
人要从一般人的身上能够看见耶稣，可以感受到耶稣。
They want to see and feel Jesus from a group of people.
弟兄姊妹，希望我们在座的每一个人都是。
I hope every one of us is such a vessel.
今天早上我很感谢杨俊弟兄在主日学的时候给我们练的一些数字。
I thank Brother Jew to give us some statistics in our Sunday school class.
他说你如果一秒钟数一个数目字，一、二、三、四这样数下去。
If you count one number per second, like one, two, three, four.
你如果要把全世界六十亿的人都数完一遍的话。
And if you just want to finish counting for the 6 billion population on Earth.
6 billion.
6 billion.
你需要花190年。
You need to spend 190 years.
你就知道我们人何等的有限。
So you see how limited we are.
而地上有这么多世上的灵魂在哪里。
And there are so many lost souls.
我们光数都数190年才数得完。
If we just count them, it would take us 190 years.
但是如果我们今天光就着我们中国人来说，以一亿个基督徒来说。
But say today in China, there's 100 million Christians.
如果我们一年每一个基督徒叫一个人得救的话，
And if every year we save one person, each Christian save one person.
六年全世界都得救了。
So in 6 years, the whole world will be saved.
这弟兄姊妹啊，今天我们基督徒愿不愿意为了爱神的缘故？
So are we willing for the sake of love for the Lord?
我们成为一个神祝福的出口。
That we become a channel of God's blessing.
成为一个有属灵影响力的人。
That we can become a people with spiritual influence.
也更让我们在爱的里面，我们对神有影响力。
That because out of our love, that we can be influential to God.
我们对神的顺服能够叫神喜乐。
That our obedience to God can please Him.
有了我的命令又遵守的，这个人就是爱我的。
Anyone who has my commands and obey, he's the one that loves me.
爱我的并蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他。
Anyone that loves me will be loved by my Father. I too will love him.
以下就说到我要向他显现。
And Jesus says, then I will show myself to him.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们对神的一点点的爱，神要做一件大事情，叫做向我们显现。
Just because of our little love for him, God will do something great for us. He will show himself to us.
我们不仅仅做一个对人是要有影响力的人，让我们做一个对神有影响力的人。
So that not only we want to be influential to men, we want to be influential to God.
让那位在天上爱我们的神，他的心得到安慰。
So that this God who is in heaven can be comforted.
让那位曾经在十字架上为我们流血、为我们受苦的主，他的心能够得到满足。
The Lord who has shed His blood and died for us on the cross can be comforted.
弟兄姊妹，让我们起来爱耶稣。
So that rise up and love Jesus.
我们里面缺少火焰。
We lack passion.
我们缺少疯狂啊。
We lack this fire and crazy.
真正爱耶稣的人，他应该表现在对神的奉献和他的热爱上。
If we really love Jesus, our consecration and our passion for Jesus will show.
我们缺少对主的 passion.
We lack this passion for Jesus.
哦，弟兄姊妹啊，我有一次去参加 Kansas 一个特会，他们那个大的 banner 就是 Passion for Christ.
One time I went to a conference in Kansas and the banner in front of the conference is Passion for Christ.
另外一边是 Compassion for People.
And then on the other side is Compassion for People.
弟兄姊妹，我多么希望我们都能够带着爱起来。
How we wish that we will rise up with passion.
让我们真正有 Passion for Christ.
So that we have Passion for Christ.
能够脱离我们里面不冷不热的情形。
That will no longer be lukewarm.
脱离我们里面沉睡的情形。
That will no longer be sleeping.
脱离我们天天在那里劳苦叹息，在那里失败，在那里后悔的情形。
That we will depart from the condition.Of being weary and sighing.
让我们真正对主带着 passion, 带着火，带着爱。
That we will have passion and fire for the Lord.
然后我们对人有 compassion.
That we will have compassion toward men.
我们知道他们需要耶稣。
We know that they need Jesus.
就连我家里面的妻子、我的孩子，他们也需要耶稣。
My wife and my children, they all need Jesus.
我公司的同事需要耶稣。
My coworkers at work need Jesus.
你小组的组长他需要主。
And then the small group leader needs Jesus.
你教会的传道人他需要主。
The pastor.Our church needs the Lord.
好不好？让我们每一天都用来爱耶稣。
That we will spend every day of our love, our life to love Jesus.
每一天都能够行在爱中。
That we will walk in love.
我们对神表达我们的爱。
We will express our love to the Lord.
我们对弟兄姊妹表达我们的爱。
And we will express our love to our brothers and sisters.
对我们的家人、我们的朋友，我们把神的爱能够流露出来。
That we will show God's love to our family and friends.
活着为耶稣。
To live for Jesus.
决定表达在我们的爱的里面对神的奉献。
That we will show our love for Jesus by our consecration and passion.
第三方面，活着为耶稣表现在一个积极的人生态度。
To live for Jesus will be shown in our positive life attitude
和一个荣耀的盼望上面
and our glorious hope.
我们决定不是只活着为今生而已
We don't just live for this life.
我们也决定不是只是为了自己的快乐而已
We don't live just for our own pleasures.
因为怎么样，我们在座的人平均都已经活了三四十年了。
Most of us have lived this life for 30 or 40 years.
难道我们没有体会过自私不能够带给我们快乐吗
？Haven't you already learned that selfishness will not bring us pleasure?
难道我们没有体验到觉得人生真的是虚空的虚空吗
？Haven't we really realized that life is but vanity?
没有主，我们不可能有真正的平安和喜乐的。
Without the Lord, we will not have true joy and peace.
离开主，我们没有真正的自由。
Apart from the Lord, we will not have true freedom.
弟兄姊妹，我们求主把我们都带回来，让我们知道我们活着不是只为今生。
May the Lord bring us back, so we will all know that we don't live just for this life.
我们更不是只是为了自己。
We don't just live for ourselves alone.
我们为着我们的主，我们为着一个荣耀的前途在这里活着。
But we live for our Lord and for a glorious future.
我们奔跑不是没有定向，我们斗拳不是打空气。
We do not run without a goal, and we do not box without a target.
我们知道是为什么而活。
We know why we live.
我们知道是为什么而战。
We know why we battle.
弟兄姊妹啊，神爱我们。
Brothers and sisters, God loves us.
把所有的恩典祝福都已经给了我们。
He has given us all the blessings and grace.
他更把我们一个荣耀的前途摆在前面。
He even gives us a glorious future.
有一天他来接我们进荣耀里去。
One day he will come back and receive us into glory.
所以我们要知道，不仅仅这一生我们的恩典无穷，享受不尽。
So not only that this life will have immeasurable grace.
而在永远的里面有一个荣耀的前途等着我们。
But in eternity there's this glorious future waiting for us.
在保罗能够那么积极的说，我只有一件事情，我就是要忘记背后，努力面前。
That's why Paul can proclaim with confidence, there's only one thing I do to forget what is behind and press on forward to the future.
过去所有的失败，他在主的里面把它放到后面。
He will let aside all the past failures.
他不让过去的失败和黑影跟着他。
He will not let past failures or shadow to chase after him.
他永远不住在最过去的失败的里面。
He will not dwell in the past failures.
同样，他也不活在成功的过去里面。
And he do not live.In a successful past either.
他不让过去的得胜或成功来阻扰了他今天的蒙福。
Whether failures or success in the past, he will not let them hinder his moment today.
一件事情。
Only one thing he does.
忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
To forget what is behind and straining forward toward the goal.
他要得神从基督耶稣里面从上头来照他所得的奖赏。
Press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called him heavenward in Christ Jesus.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们里面这个东西要被挑起来。
So this fire has to be rekindled.
要竭力往前。
That we have to press on.
要向着标杆是用跑的，不是慢慢走的。
We will run toward the goal.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
希伯来的作者在十二章第一节告诉我们要放下各样的重担。
The author of the book Hebrews tells us that we have to throw off everything.
脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
And then also the sin that easily entangles us.
存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
That we will run with perseverance and run the race marked out for us.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
And then let's fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
弟兄姊妹，在这条路上要跑得好。
On this way, if we want to run a good race,
让我们学习放下各样的重担。
We have to throw off everything that hinders.
不管今天你来。或是最近在你身上最大的重担是什么
I don't know what's your burden and what's your hindrance
有一件事情我知道的
One thing I know
这个重担绝对不是主放上来的
God did not give you this hindrance
我跟你们讲过那个故事一个姊妹多年活在愁苦活在害怕活在忧愁的里面
I told you a story about a sister who lived for a long time in fear and in worry
她从来没有办法说感恩的话她没有办法喜乐起来
She could never praise and she could never rejoice
直到有一天晚上她睡觉做梦的时候
Until one day she had a dream
神让她看见在一条路上就这么多的人身上都背着黑包袱
God showed him on this path so many people are carrying a black bag,
前面一直有撒旦丢下各式各样的黑包袱，那这些人就捡一个背一个，捡一个背一个。
And then, in front of them, Satan keep on throwing black bags, and then these people just keep on picking them up.
他自己也在行列的里面。
And she was one of them.
到最后，他累得走不动路了。
And finally, she got so tired she could not walk anymore.
到最后，这些黑包袱把他压得倒在地上。
Because she was so weighed down by these bags.
就在这个时候，他突然感觉到主耶稣来到他的脚前。
And this, at this moment, she felt the Lord Jesus approach came to her.
主对他说
，The Lord said to her, "My daughter,
没有一个包袱是我给你的。
My daughter, none of these bags are from me."
主的手一摸她以后，她所有的重担从她身上下去。
The Lord touched her and all these burdens fell off her shoulders. None of these burdens came from God. Satan just wants to press us.
圣经上告诉我们当将各样的重担卸给神因为他顾念你们。
The Bible says cast all your burdens before God because he cares for you.
不管你现在身上的重担是什么。
Whatever your burden is right now,
胜不过的罪恶也好,
whether it's a sin that you cannot overcome,
的钱财的迷惑,
temptation of money,
健康的问题,
or the health problem,
家庭的问题,
family problem,
侍奉的问题,
service problem,
不管是什么,
whatever that is,
让我们学习放下各样的重担,
let's learn to throw them all off,
脱去容易缠累我们的罪,
and depart from the sin that easily entangles us.
时间不够,我没有空多说啊,弟兄姊妹,有一个翻译叫做脱去容易缠累的这个罪。就是容易被缠累本身是个罪。
Depart from the sin that we get entangled easily, and that is a sin by itself.
先不要说你是被电视或是被赌博或是被钱财缠累啊。
Let's not talk about being tempted or being controlled by TV or by gambling.
而是说容易被缠累本身就是一个罪。
But the fact that we're easily controlled, it is a sin by itself.
就好像在诗篇十九篇那里大卫的祷告，他说：“求你拦阻仆人不犯任意妄为的罪。”
Just like David's prayer in Psalm 19 says, "Keep your servant also from willful sins."
我任意妄为，我可以杀人，我可以打人，我可以犯淫乱，我可以做这件事做那件事，那是我任意妄为所做出来的罪。
So willful sins are sins that we do out of our own will.
但是大卫的祷告还不是为了那些做出来的罪，而是为了任意妄为的这个罪。
But then David's prayer was not for those sins that have been committed out of the will, but then the willfulness, and that's the sin by itself.
他说不要容这罪辖制我，我便完全免犯大罪。
That I will not be ruled over by this sin, so that I can be free from other transgressions.
所以任意妄为本身就是一个罪。
So being willful is a sin by itself.
有了这个罪以后，就会犯很多大罪。
After we have the sin, then we are able to commit other sins.
容易缠累，被缠累也是一个罪。
So easily being entangled.It's a sin by itself.
因为它会让我们犯了很多被缠累的东西的罪。
Because then we can be entangled by many other sins.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，要跑这条路，我们必须放下各样的重担。
In order to run this race, we have to throw off all hindrances.
缠累我们的罪。
And depart from the sins that easily entangle us.
那秘诀在哪里？
And so what is the secret?
他底下说到仰望。为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
The secret is to fix our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of our faith.
那个英文叫做 looking off onto Jesus.
It's to look off onto Jesus.
就是你原来正在看的东西，不要再去看它。
So don't look at the things that you were looking before.
那个 look off 就是把他眼光从上面拿开来。
In other words, to remove your gaze.To move your gaze.
然后 onto Jesus.
And then onto Jesus.
所以不要把我们的眼睛一直看在罪恶，看在我们的失败，看在别人对不起我们的事情上。
So don't fix our eyes on our failures or on the wrongs others did to us.
不要一直看在这个我们的软弱或是我们不行的地方。
And don't focus on our weaknesses or our failures.
那我们来 onto Jesus.
But fix our eyes onto Jesus.
那这样子神要来释放我们。
And then the Lord will free us.
有一次我们几个带师的弟兄在那里姊妹们在那里交通，有个弟兄分享他带师的时候，有时候看到有些人不想唱，他赶快不是就是他就把眼睛转到那些很喜欢唱的人。
One time we had a meeting with the song leaders, and one song leader says, sometimes he will see some brothers and sisters who don't actively participate, and he will focus his eyes on those who will participate.
因为你看大家都不唱懒洋洋的死沉沉的，你的灵就被拖下来了。
Because if you look at those who don't want to participate, they will drag your spirit down.
越看难处，我们越沉，对不对
？So if we keep focusing our eyes on our problems, then our spirit will be weighed down.
Look off unto Jesus, 你就活了。
But take our eyes off those things, but fix our eyes on Jesus, then we will live.
我的信息必须结束在这里，弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到要活着为耶稣。
So when we say we want to live for Jesus,
那这是一个大的心愿。
This is our great desire.
这是一个大的方向。
And this is our goal and direction.
但是我在结束的时候跟弟兄姊妹有一个挑战。
But before I conclude, I will challenge all of us.
我们有一点点的安静，你可以在主的面前非常 specific 向神祷告一件事情。
But let's have a moment of quiet time, and then can you specifically pray for one thing to the Lord?
到底你愿意在哪一件事情上开始学习操练我愿意活着为耶稣
exactly on what thing that you want to start practicing living for Jesus
虽然活着为耶稣是我们整个人生都该有的态度
living for Jesus is our attitude all our life
但是我现在要挑战就是在未来这一个礼拜里面
but in the week that's coming
你能够现在很清楚地向神祷告出一个心愿来
can you specifically pray one thing to God
比如说原来你都不肯每天读经的
Say if you don't read the Bible every day.
你愿不愿意从现在开始，每一天我为着耶稣的缘故，我读圣经
？Are you willing to read the Bible because of Jesus?
如果你是从来都不想帮太太洗碗的人
，Or you never wash dishes for your wife.
你们常常为了这件事情吵架
，And you often have argument over it.
你可不可以不要再吵架？你从现在开始，今天在这里立个心愿，主，我从现在开始每天为你来洗碗。
And then are you willing to stop the arguing from today on and then say to the Lord, today on, I will wash dishes for you, Lord.
如果每次教会唱诗的时候你都是播饼的时候唱诗的时候你都不喜欢开口唱歌。
If you never want to open your mouth and sing praises in meetings,
你可以跟主说主我今天在你面前立个心愿我愿意每一次唱诗我唱给你听我愿意唱为耶稣唱。
Are you willing to tell the Lord that from now on, whenever I come to the meeting, I will sing for you?
如果你从前礼拜五都不肯聚会，你现在愿意为着主，主礼拜五我为着你，我要来聚会。
Or you never come to Friday night meetings. Are you willing to say to God, Lord, for your sake, I will start coming to Friday night meetings?
如果从前你是一个很喜欢发脾气的人，你现在愿意为着主的缘故，我不发脾气，我为着主，我不发脾气。
Or you are a person with a bad temper. Are you willing to tell God that for your sake, Lord, I will not throw another temper tantrum?
我可以一直讲下去。
I can keep on going.
你是喜欢埋怨的人，从现在开始为着主，我不仅不埋怨，我开始说感恩、说赞美的话。
Or you just like to complain? Are you willing to stop it for the Lord and start praising?
弟兄姊妹，我们现在都安静在主的面前祷告。
Let's have a moment of quietness and pray to the Lord.
我们弹306首《活着为耶稣》。我特别请赵家英英，可不可以请你们出来为我们唱这一节，唱第一节就好。我们每一个自己去面对主，好不好？主耶稣现在就在你的面前。当你跟主说“主，我愿意活着为你”的时候，我们讲的不抽象，我们很具体。我们来告诉主，我愿意在哪一件事情上，我至少在未来的这个礼拜。我愿意活着为主，我从这件事情上开始操练。我们个人都在主面前向主祷告，好吗？
活着为耶稣，指望人。Thank you.
为耶稣，指望人单纯。
Living for Jesus, a life that is true.
所有的一切都求他喜悦。
Striving to please him in all that I do.
自动并乐意来向他投顺。
Yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free.
这是我蒙神赐福的秘诀。
That's the pathway of blessing for me.
耶稣，我主，我救主。
O Jesus, Lord and Savior.
我将自己给你。
I give myself to thee.
因你为我代死时。
For thou in thy atonement.
给的是你自己。
Just give thyself for me.
从此我无别的主。
I own no other master.
我心是你宝座。
My heart shall be thy throne.
我的一生一世，基督，只要为你生活。
My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for thee alone.
主啊，我们何等的谢谢你。
O Lord, how we thank you.
这首诗歌说出了我们早上对你的祷告。
And this hymn is our prayer to you this morning.
主啊，你是把你自己完全都给了我们。
Because you have given yourself to us wholly.
而且你应许我们，你要与我们同在，直到这个世界的末了。
And you promise you'll be with us until the end of the world.
主啊，就让我们不忽略你的同在和同行。
That we will not neglect your presence and your walking with us.
让每一天对我们来说都是宝贵的机会。
That every day is a precious opportunity for us.
我们可以更深地来认识你，来经历你。
That we'll get to know you and experience you deeper.
我们可以更深地在爱的里面来为你生活。
That we will live for you in love.
能够专心地来讨你喜悦。
And we will please you wholeheartedly.
主啊，早上帮助我们卸下各样的重担。
Oh Lord, this morning help us to throw off all our burdens.
脱去一切容易缠累我们的。
Throw off all the things that would entangle us.
让我们存心忍耐，分耐摆在我们前头的路程。
That we will persevere and run the race that's marked out for us.
让耶稣成为我们心中荣耀的盼望。
That Jesus will be the glorious hope in our heart.
耶稣成为我们每一天生活的中心。
And that Jesus will be the center of our daily life.
耶稣更是成为我们的生命和力量。
And Jesus will be our life and our strength.
我们谢谢你。
Oh Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们一起也来到你饼杯的面前。
And we come before your cup of bread.
每一次当我们看见这饼杯的时候，我们就知道你爱我们。
Every time when we see this cup of bread, we know that you love us.
你为我们而活。
You live for us.
你也把你一切都给了我们。
And you gave us all.
主啊，当我们在吃你喝你之前
，When we drink and eat of you，
我们不仅仅求你为我们祝福这饼和这杯
，We pray that you will bless this cup and bread。
主啊，你让我们也愿意活着为你
，And you help us to live for you。
我们也愿意将一切都带来归给你
，That we will want to give all to you，
甘心乐意的献上自己
，That we will offer ourselves to you。
让我们成为一个为你而活。
That we will live for you.
一生荣耀你的器皿。
And we'll become blessings. We'll become vessels to glorify you.
我们谢谢你。
Oh Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.